Good vach. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Tevil Yom. We are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Ha'isha shehi Tevulas Yom. What if you have a woman who is a Tevil Yom? So what is she allowed to do? What's she not allowed to do? Loshas Ha'isha, she can knead the dough, but she can't create a chalo shem chala. She can't separate the part called chala. So long as she doesn't create chala, it's still considered chulin. It's not considered fundamental. It's not considered something that's going to become tamei by a tevul yom, right? So losha sa'isa v'kotzala chala, and she can set it aside. Umafrashta, and she can put it aside. Umanachta b'kfisha mitris. She can even put it on the Egyptian tray, obenachtusa, or on a plank, right? These are things that aren't mekabel tuma. And so the Chachamim say, look, we want to make sure that she's careful about these things. That's why we don't want her to put it into a kli, whereby it will be able to become a mekabel tuma, umakefes, v'kori lashen, and then she could bring the tray close to her, and at that point she can call it chala, mepnei shehi shlishi, because at that point the dough is a shlishi, Vashlishi Torah l'chulin. The shlishi is Torah in the case of chulin. In other words, the tevul yom has the status of a sheni. By the time she calls it chala, she, already at that point she is still no longer in touch with it. And so, similar to what we learned yesterday, she'll be able to go ahead and proceed accordingly, creating the kedusha that would have become pasul after the fact that she had touched it, and that, of course, it would not create a problem for her in this regard. Areva she tvulas yom. What about a kneading bowl that is a tvul yom? The kneading bowl has to wait until nighttime. So lashon ba'asaisa, you can also knead the dough in it. Ve'kotzu mimenu chala, and you can separate an amount to be designated for chala, but don't designate it yet. Umakefet, and then she can bring the piece close to her after it's removed from the bowl, right? Ve'koren lashem, and then she can designate it as chala, right? In other words, yesterday, the first Mishnah we learned today talks about Tevul Yom in the person. Here we're talking about it in the Kli. In other words, we're not worried that she's going to create a problem. The bowl is a Shlishi, and the Shlishi is good for food, and so therefore, it's only when the Chala is taken out, where it becomes an issue, and at that point in time, it's no longer in contact with something that is Tevul Yom. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and a fantastic and terrific, successful week.